I've been sitting here thinking about Thelonious Monk because he's going to start the program today. One or two of the reasons I like Monk, other than the fact that he arranged in his mind and created such beauty, is his percussiveness, and also the fact that he danced in his music. And if you see movies of him, of course, he would get up from the piano and dance around a little bit while somebody else is soloing. Hackensack, New Jersey, 1952. Monk was there to record for the brilliant Prestige Record Company. And he took along with him Gary Mapp to play string bass and Art Blakey to play drums. And we'll hear, too, Monk's Dream by him, and also by Monk, Little Rooty Tooty, which comes from the nickname he gave Thelonious Monk Jr., his son, and that is Toot. And Thelonious Monk Jr. got it from a book of his childhood called Little Toot the Tugboat. Maybe some of you remember that. Also, while I'm talking about Monk, Robin D.G. Kelly's book, I've talked about it before, but it's a fantastic study of this art on Thelonious Monk in the time that he was with us. The Life and Time of an American Original. Free Press, 2009. Highly recommended. Thelonious Monk Trio for Prestige Records, 1952. Thelonious Monk Trio in Hackensack, New Jersey, 1952, Monk's Dream, Little Rooty Tootie, with Gary Mapp playing the bass and Art Blakey tapping beautifully into what Monk was doing on the drums, and Robin D.G. Kelly's book, Thelonious Monk, The Life and Times of an American Original, Free Press, 2009. Well worth it. In 54, Monk was again in Hackensack for prestige. This time he brought along Ray Copeland to play trumpet and Frank Foster tenor. Monk on piano, of course, Curly Russell here on bass, and Blakey again. Monk wrote this about the place, Hackensack. It has that wonderful rhythm to it. Anapestic. Da-da-da, jingle bells, all that stuff. Rudy Van Gelder, too, there, the audio engineer, who did so well in placing the musicians in the right place and the right microphones and all that. Tough to do, I think. This is the quintet, Thelonious Monk, Hackensack. The Quintet of Thelonious Monk in Hackensack, New Jersey, 1954, playing Hackensack. Monk's nod to the city. Ray Copeland trumpet, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Monk piano, Curly Russell bass, and Art Blakey. And that's one of my favorite of Blakey's solo, as a matter of fact, how it fits into what's going on. It's not just that a player will play and do their own thing, but Blakey was always listening to what was going on around him. And he does there. And as I said, to me, one of the endearing qualities of Monk is his wonderful percussiveness at the piano. And so Blakey's saying, yep, I'm going to do that for you too on the drums, and did. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Olympic Peninsula, offering a number of seasonal outdoor activities, including forest hikes, cycling on the Olympic Discovery Trail, kayaking in coves and bays, and harvest time events, including the Dungeness Crab and Seafood Festival, October 8th through 9th. Information at olympicpeninsula.org.
Billy Strayhorn wrote Take the A Train as a directional for people to get to Harlem so that they wouldn't take some other lettered train and end up in Brooklyn or wherever. And so he wrote that, and it worked as a directional. People remembered what it said in the song. And the composition became Ellington's second theme. The first one was one called East St. Louis Tullo, which has something to do with the laundry, but nevertheless I'll leave that alone. The second one, when Strayhorn came in 1939 to be in that organization until he died in 67, was Take the A Train. This is an interesting one, one of my favorites actually, of Take the A Train, the Delta Rhythm Boys. These guys were wonderful and sort of lost in the shuffle. Carl Jones, Kelsey Farr, Arthur Lee Gaines, and Traverse W. Crawford in Los Angeles, 1947 for RCA Victor, the Delta Rhythm Boys, and their version of Take the A Train.
Well, get aboard the A train to take a little ride around the city. Brooklyn, our Broadway train. You see that old New York is mighty pretty. Take your baby subway riding. That's where romance may be hiding. Forget your car or airplane. You'll find that it'll pay to take the A train.
You take your baby to Harlem, you're bound to find a hall up on Sugar Hill, where everyone's having a solid ball. You board that A train, and then you ride till you dig this number, 145th Street, where the cats meet, posing on a stroll. Pops, they're really in there.
Ba-da-loo-da-da-da-da-loo-day. That's the riff that the bands all play. It's groovy, the hip can't say.
Then you know that you're in Harlem.
You got to get off that A train.
And you will have a ball, yeah. If you're looking for rhythm, you'll find it on Sugar Hill.
Now that you know just how to get up there, dig up a nickel and you've got your fare. If you want to go to happy Harlem, you take the A train that goes uptown and ride, ride, ride. Wait until you get on Sugar
feel.
Have you got your nickel in your hand? Then hurry, don't you miss that train, old man.
Yes, you
must take the A train,
that A train. Make it on time.
Go to Sugar Hill, way up in Harlem. Better hurry.
Get aboard the train.
145th Street Station.
Watch your step.
Quit shoving, man. I'm getting off, too.
Okay, Daddy-o.
This is the A-Train.
The Delta Rhythm Boys. That's a wonderful arrangement for them. A wonderful recording by RCA Victor, Los Angeles, 1947. Billy Strayhorn's directional and theme for Duke Ellington's orchestra. Strayhorn occasionally would direct, arrange, and play the piano in other people's records, and in this case, Ben Webster, the great tenor saxophonist, 1954 for Norman Grand's Norgrand label. Strayhorn wrote this, he arranged it, he's at the piano. It's 1954, and this is a beauty by Strayhorn called Chelsea Bridge.
Thank you.
Billy Strayhorn's composition, starting out with Chelsea Bridge, done for Ben Webster, 1954, Norgren Records. Billy on the piano, doing the arrangement, conducting the orchestra, all of it. Chelsea Bridge. Then the Duke Ellington Septet in Los Angeles, 1960, for Columbia and Strayhorn's A Flower Is a Lovesome Thing. And that was a feature for Harry Carney and his baritone saxophone. Harry Carney. 47 years he played in Ellington's orchestra. Imagine a job like that. I think he started when he was 16. That is something. In later times, he drove his Chrysler Imperial with Duke sitting next to him. They got tired of riding on the train, so go in the Imperial. And conversations must have been something. Chelsea Bridge, A Flower Is a Lovesome Thing, both by Billy Strayhorn. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Whole Foods Market, hosting author Barry Esterbrook for a panel discussion with farmers, chefs, and retailers, Tuesday, September 27th. Exploring the issues facing produce consumers today. Tickets at theconsumersconflict.com.
Up next, a couple of singers for you. Jackie Kane and Roy Krall. And Krall plays the piano as well and did the arrangement of this. It's called Cheerful Little Earful, a beauty by Harry Warren, lyric by Ira Gershwin, stepping out of the association with his brother. Barry Galbraith on guitar, Bill Crow string bass, Joe Morello playing the drums out of the Dave Brubeck Quartet for a while. Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell for Storyville, 1955.
Here's a cheerful little earful. We love it, something fearful. This cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks go down, things slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it will always do. Ooh, you goo it, Bob, you boo it, make me happy, come on and do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Boo-ba-doo-boo.
Maybe, I don't know. I've often asked people when I interview them about that, to have it written down with that close harmony and rhythm together, everything. Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell, 1955 for Storyville, Crowell on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Bill Crow bass, Joe Morello on drums, and Cheerful Little Earful by Harry Warren and Ira Gershwin. Let's see. Oh, I want to do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Foundation, introducing a new online giving center, a resource to help people find and learn about local organizations working on issues they care about. Info about hundreds of King County nonprofit organizations and giving strategies available at seattlefoundation.org.
Now get some piano playing in here for you. Joe Sullivan, great pianist out of Chicago, 1952 for Epic Records. He did a very rare Fats Waller, J.C. Johnson piece called What's Your Name? I think Bob Casey's with him on string bass here. Then Wally Rose, 1953 for Columbia. And his work on a Carey Morgan 1915 piece called Trilby Rag. Joe Sullivan, followed by Wally Rose. Joe Sullivan started that set playing the piano in 1952 for Epic Records, and a composition by Fats Waller and J.C. Johnson called What's Your Name? Molly Rose, 1953, his piano solo on Trilby Rag, written by Carrie Morgan. And I'm trying to imagine, I think it had a different title at one time. I think it was called Silent Movie Rag, but I'm not quite sure about that. But I do know it's Trilby here. Wally Rose was usually in the middle of a band called Lou Waters' Yuba Buena Jazz Band. And here from 1946 for West Coast Records is another rare Fats Waller J.C. Johnson piece called I'm Going Hunting. Yerba Buena Jazz Band, 1946, West Coast Jazz, and Fats Waller, J.C. Johnson's I'm Going Hunting. Lou Waters and Bobby Scobie playing trumpets, Turk Murphy, trombone, Bob Helm on clarinet, Wally Rose, piano, Harry Mordecai on banjo, Dick Lammy on bass, and Bill Dart doing some nice tapping there. It got to be known as the San Francisco style. Everybody has to have a style and a place to put things and all that, but I just call it jazz music. Lou Waters. They were interested in, not so much interested in the new stuff, but they were interested in continuing on with the style of the older stuff. And that's all right. What the, you find something you like. And you stay with it, and they did. the New Orleans music that went to Chicago. That, of course, became the Chicago style. And on. I'm going hunting, Fastwater J.C. Johnson. What fun. The spirit of that. Mary Lou Williams now, Kansas City style. All right. And you can hear her to advantage in all the work she did with Andy Kirk's band, a great territory band out of KC. But here in 1953 for Contemporary Records, she's with Ken Napper on string bass and Alan Ganley on drums. Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk and Perdido by Juan Tizol.
Thank you.
Mary Lou Williams at the piano, Ken Napper playing bass, and Alan Ganley on the drums, a couple of them for you, for contemporary records. Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight and Juan Tizol's Perdido. Mary Lou Williams. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And thanks to all of you that contacted the station and emailed and all that about where I was for the last 2 weeks. I appreciate that. That kind of concern is touching. A lot of people have asked that I do more of on the job. That is, an ensemble or a soloist out of the recording studio, usually a radio connection with a place that this group or individual happened to be playing. And so I decided to get back into that. It's been a while. This is from San Francisco at the Club Hangover, a famous place there. This is 1954 Don Club Records. Kid Ory, from the beginning of the recordings of this music, out of New Orleans, and his Creole jazz band. There's another tag. We have to have a tag for people. Nevertheless, it's there. And what that means is Alvin Alcorn trumpet, Ory on trombone, George Probert playing the clarinet, Don Ewell on piano, Ed Garland bass, Minor Hall on the drums.
From Club Hangover, Doc Doherty presents Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band. A new version of an old theme song. A little different tonight, but it's still Kid Ory, his Creole Jazz Band. The tune is still Without You for an Inspiration Here, and we're all here at Club Hangover, Bush Street above Powell in San Francisco, with no door or cover charge, and all set for a final show. Well, here we go, and we've got a real great tune coming up. Number one tune. You may know this one as Sugarfoot Stomp, but long about the time Kid Ory and the boys were playing it back in 1916, they called it Dippermouth Blues. That's right. That's where we're going to play it tonight. Kid Ory and Dippermouth Blues. Here we go. We'll be right back. call it Sugarfoot Strut, call it Dipper Mouth Blues. Comes out mighty fine, played by Kid Ory. I think we ought to introduce you to all the fellas in the band after that fine opening tune, so let's start off with the newcomer to the group, heard on clarinet, and just a little bit later in the show on soprano saxophone too, George Probert. And Ed Garland over here on bass, of course, our favorite bass player, like we always say, Alvin Alcorn, front line in the trumpet, Minor M. Hall on drums, Don Yule way over there on the piano, and headed up by Kid Ory himself on trombone. That's the lineup. We're mighty proud of them here at Club Hangover. Why don't you drop down, hear them in person? We're reminded we have a hi-fi show in town right now, an audio show at the Palace Hotel currently going on. Believe you me, there's no fidelity like hearing the musicians in person, so we can recommend you drop down here any Monday through Saturday night, Club Hangover, and check it against your own hi-fi set. Tunes like this we're going to hear right now. Tune written by Earl Father Hines, who was here not so long ago himself. Kid Ory plays it. Monday Date. on today? Oh, everybody's feeling mighty fine down here at Club Hangover this evening. I guess you can tell that. By the way, we were speaking a moment ago about hi-fi, audio shows, and so forth in tomorrow's Chronicle, I believe, in Ralph Gleason's column. You'll find one of Kid Ory's new LPs on the Good Time Jazz label listed as one of those very fine hi-fi demonstration discs. Mighty happy to have Kid Ory so honored, as he has been several times before. But like we said, it's best to come on down here and hear him in person, because how high a fi can you get when you hear things like Kid Ory and Darktown Strutter's Ball? Clock, you have about 2 hours and 45 minutes to get down here, so why did you come on down? We're in Bush Street, about foul. There's no door or cupboard charged. The marquee over the doorway says Club Hangover, and of course, Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band out there in the marquee, too, along with our intermission attraction that we're going to present to you right here and now. Meet Lux Lewis, been around town for quite some time, mighty popular, and tonight, just to switch things around a little bit, he's going to play one of his own tunes. Haven't heard one of those for quite a long time, especially this one. So here he is, Meet Lux Lewis and Meade's Boogie. Mm-hmm. sure there was more than eight to the bar, but I guess not. Mead's Boogie, Mead Lux Lewis. Entertaining intermissions down here at Club Hangover. This sort of thing goes on from about 8:30 at night along until 2 o'clock in the morning. Speaking of, once again, of that audio show, it reminds us it is running until Monday, so after that, why don't you stop on down here at Club Hangover? We're open Mondays through Saturdays, and if you're planning a visit in from out of town, that'd be a mighty fine time to do so. Stop in, wind up your weekend, your visit in town here at Club Hangover. We're on Bush Street above Powell, where Kid Ory is about to give the downbeat for another old-time favorite entitled simply Jada.
Mm-hmm. A broadcast. And that's what I call on the job. Someplace out of the recording studio on a broadcast. A wire into the place. This place called the Club Hangover. In San Francisco, 1954. Issued by Don Club Records. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. Ory on trombone. Alvin Alcorn trumpet. George Probert on clarinet and soprano saxophone. Don Ewell piano. Ed Garland bass. That wonderful New Orleans slap bass style. Minor Hall playing the drums. Dippermouth Blues, a Monday date. Strutter's Ball. Meade's Boogie with the intermission duo of Meade Lux Lewis piano and Smokey Stover playing drums. Jada and Aunt Hager's Blues, Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center, with a full range of primary and specialty care at 8 clinics, including Linwood, Kirkland, Bellevue, Issaquah, Federal Way, Winslow, Sandpoint, and Seattle. Online at virginiamason.org. The Attachment Clinic, working with children and families who suffer from attachment disorder. The clinic's two-pronged approach of Western therapy and holistic Eastern healing has been helping families and children since 2001. Info at theattachmentclinic.com. Creating connected families.
I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, written by Duke Ellington. A lyric by Mac David, performed by Al Hibbler. With Duke Ellington, 1945, for Victor Records.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, all so neighborly, they sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Thank you.
just a lucky so-and-so, Al Hibbler singing, Duke Ellington's orchestra, his piano, Johnny Hodges, his alto saxophone, and Lawrence Brown on the trombone, 1945, for Victor Records. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company, building mattresses and futons by hand for over 28 years, using local and organic materials, because Soaring Heart understands that proper sleep affects a third of a person's life. More at SoaringHeart.com.
Early in the recording history of this art, Clarence Williams played an important role. He played the piano. He sang occasionally. He recorded as an accompanist to many of the great vocalists. He also composed and had various sized orchestras, from small bands to large bands, which housed some of the greats in the art. I brought along a few from 1928, Clarence Williams Orchestra, for QRS Records. Nobody knows really for sure what QRS means. It's been guessed as Quality Reigns Supreme, that sort of thing. Clarence Williams on the piano, Arvo Harris alto saxophone, Benny Moten, no relation to the Kansas City Leader, on clarinet, Ed Cuffey trombone, Benny Waters on tenor. We'll hear Longshoreman's Blues, and then a beauty written by Sidney Bechet called I'm Through, and this features the incredible work on cornet by Ed Allen. Thank you. Williams Orchestra, 1928, a couple of them for you. Longshoreman's Blues and I'm Through. And the last one, that beautiful solo on cornet by Ed Allen. Same year, one of the things that, as I mentioned, Clarence Williams did was to accompany singers and one of his favorite and mine, Sarah Martin. The band changes behind her a little bit. King Oliver's here to play cornet. We're not sure who the trombonist is. Lots of guesses. Arvo Harris, clarinet. Clarence Williams, piano. And a superb tuba player by the name of Cyrus St. Clair. Here's Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Sarah Martin.
To my tale of woe, I want all you women to listen to my tale of woe. I've got consumption of the heart, I feel myself sinking slow. And the blues are all around my room. Oh, my heart is aching, and the blues are all around my room. Blues is like the devil, they'll have me hellbound. You made me roll and tumble, you made me weep and sigh. Lordy, Lordy. hill, Lordy, blues you roll and tumble. You made me weep and sigh. Made me use cocaine and whiskey, but you wouldn't let me die. Blues, 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 why did you bring trouble to me? Blues, 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 why did you bring trouble to me? Oh, death, please sting me and take me out of my misery.
Williams Orchestra, 1928. Death, Sting Me Blues, and Mean Tight Mama. Nice to hear from King Oliver playing his cornet, Arvel Harris clarinet, Williams piano, and Cyrus St. Clair on tuba. Unknown trombonist. Everybody in this group guessing who it might be. It's kind of fun to do that. Sarah Martin. Right here. Joe Albany now, a great pianist, centered pretty much in L.A. for a long time. Excuse me. 1957, he performed for Riverside Records there. He took Warren Marsh, one of my favorite tenor saxophonists here, and Bob Whitlock, string bass. And we're going to start with Clifford Brown's Daoud.
Thank you. Thank you.
Los Angeles playing the piano, a band that he got together down there in 1957 and recorded by Riverside Records. Warren Marsh tenor and Bob Whitlock on string bass. Daoud, written by Clifford Brown. Angel Eyes, written by Matt Dennis. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. I like to chase tunes, and people like me to chase tunes. That means that I play a composition and it's done by different people to show how we enter into this art, and that's what art's about. It's about us. Dancing on the Ceiling was written by Richard Rodgers, and if anybody ever sings it, the lyric is by Larry Hart. Up first, to sing for you, Jerry Southern, with an arrangement by Norman Layton. In 1952, followed by solo pianist Oscar Peterson, 1970.
He dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed in my sight through the night. I try to hide in vain underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love. Mm-hmm. I try to hide in vain. Underneath my counterpane, there's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more, since it is a dancing floor just for my.
That set started with Chasing, a composition, Rodgers and Hart's Dancing on the Ceiling, Jerry Southern, her vocal of it in 1952, with an arrangement for her by Norman Layton, Decca Records. And then Oscar Peterson for BASF Records, 1970, solo piano. And then his version of Give Me the Simple Life, written by another pianist, Rube Bloom. Dancing on the Ceiling and Give Me the Simple Life right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, with year-round recreational activities, skiing, hiking, river rafting, shopping, wine, dining, and music festivals. Winthrop offers lodging opportunities from rustic to resort. Trip planning assistance at winthropwashington.com.
Couple of singers for you now. From 1938, B. Foote, and 1946, Bertha Chippy Hill.
I've got something upon my shelf. I'm a fool about what is left, and I'm keeping it for myself. So try and get it. You can't buy it, cause I won't sell. You won't get it, so you can tell. I should keep it if I catch well. So try and get it. Yes, there's someone, there will come one who will make me fall. By then, maybe like a baby, I'll say just take it all. No use getting down on your knees. I meet beggars and then I freeze. I shall give it to whom I please, but try and get it. All the world knows Cleo had it. Kings and dukes sat in their fields. Caesar heard they couldn't get it. Then he got down on his knees. He gave Greece and Rome to Cleo. That's when those two countries split. Cleo said, throw in your army, then I'll give you a little bit. These dames today who's got fortunes they gave away, but I'm keeping my fortune safe, so try and get it. You may think that I'm out of jam. I'm just skeptical of a jam. Got my pearl and I'm like a clam, so try and get it. I said someday there will come my way one I can't resist. Then I'll take up even makeup for all the fun I've missed. I'm not stingy and I'm not a care. I'm not good and I'm not bad. I've got something that can be had, but try and get it.
Baby, than a crazy gal like you can do. I'm going back to the fish house, baby, and get me some shrimp. I'm going back, baby, and get me some good shrimp. I've got to feed, baby, two or three hungry old pins. Now I know you, baby, when you did not even know yourself. And I know you, baby, when you did not even know yourself. Give me the job, baby, but you got to help yourself.
A couple of singers, as I said. The first one was Bee Foot, singing for you from 1938 for Decca Records, Try and Get It. Fine work on trombone by J.C. Higginbotham, clarinetist Buster Bailey, and trumpet player Charlie Shavers. And Bertha Chippy Hill, late in her career, 1946 for Circle, one she wrote called Charleston Blues, with Lee Collins on trumpet, John Lindsay bass, Baby Dodds on drums, and Freddie Shane playing the piano. Shane made some wonderful recordings in Chicago, 1935 for Champion. He sang and played the piano, his original Mr. Freddy Blues and Lonesome Man Blues.
Let me tell you just what Mr. Freddy will do. Take all your money, stay out all night from you. Some people say that the Freddy Blues ain't bad. Some people say that the Freddy Blues ain't bad. They're the worst old blues that I've ever had. I went up on the mountain, looked as far as I could see. Went up on the mountain, looked as far as I could see. Freddy had my woman and the blues had me. Gonna buy me a shotgun, leave this lonesome town. Gonna buy me a shotgun, leave this lonesome town. Spend the rest of my life running Mr. Freddy down. Mr. Freddy stole the woman that I really love. Mr. Freddy stole the woman that I really love. Gonna kill Mr. Freddy, give my soul to the Lord above. Thank you. wasted, dissatisfied in my mind. Blue and disgusted, dissatisfied in my mind. Stay blue and worried, stay drunk all the time. Oftentimes I wonder just why I can't understand. Oftentimes I wonder just why I can't understand. You want to go off and leave me, go away with some other man. When you went away today, babe, the clock was striking four. When you went away today, babe, the clock was striking four. And I know by then, babe, you won't be back no more.
Freddie Shane, 1935 in Chicago, for Champion Records, two of his own, his singing, his piano. Original, Mr. Freddie Blues and Lonesome Man Blues. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
you and our underwriting sponsors. KPLU listeners tend to be community-minded, well-educated, and supportive of companies that support KPLU. More information on how your business can become a KPLU sponsor is at kpluunderwriting.org.
I'd like to continue with the piano, Kansas City style. Pete Johnson got his start in and around Kansas City, Missouri. Did some wonderful recordings with Joe Turner, his own bands and all that. Dan Quayle comes in. He decided he wanted to record piano players. He liked piano players. He didn't like anybody else, just piano players. And he did, and it was short-lived, unfortunately, but wonderfully selected and recorded by Dan. And he called his label Solo Art. 1939. B. Johnson made some records. We're going to hear two of them, Four Sides, all written by Johnson. Pete's Blues, Let 'em Jump, Bus Robinson Blues, and B&O Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pete Johnson at the piano for you. For Solo Art Records, 1939. Four of Johnson's creations. Pete's Blues, Let 'em Jump, Bus Robinson Blues, B and O Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And I'm into my 30th year here at KPLU. Started in July of 1982. And enjoyed playing this for you over the years. Lots of you out there. A couple of people that call me and write to me, and they've been with me since July of 1982. Oscar Moore, now the great guitarist, you may remember him from the Nat Cole Trio days. He had his own trio assignment for Tampa Records, Hollywood 1954. He brought in L.A. pianist Carl Perkins and Joe Comfort to join him on string bass. Roulette by Moore. The Nearness of You by Hoagie Carmichael, and a blues just called Blues in B flat.
Thank you.
Oscar Moore, leading a band, his guitar, Hollywood, 1954, for Tampa Records, Carl Perkins on piano, Joe Comfort on string bass, Roulette, written by Moore, The Nearness of You, written by Hoagy Carmichael, and a blues, they just call blues in B-flat, Oscar Moore. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.